This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. The NBA's Western Conference Finals begin on Sunday when the upstart Memphis Grizzlies take on the grizzled San Antonio Spurs, the team everyone outside the Alamo City hopes will just go away, but never does. The Spurs have never in their 37-year history gone two straight years without making the postseason, and they've made the playoffs 16 years in a row. Most credit to men who aren't your typical NBA headline grabbers. Paul Flav of Texas Public Radio has the story.
There are a couple of strands that run through the Spurs' last 16 seasons. One is all-star forward Tim Duncan. The other is two-time Coach of the Year Greg Popovich. The two have been in more postseason series than any other coach-player duo in NBA history. They share a mutual trust of each other and a weariness of the media.
Did you just come in?
That's Coach Pop in a May 4th interview during a Spurs practice.
You guys, you stay up all night thinking of these questions? Jesus.
The 37-year-old Duncan deals with the press not like a man who's a leader in seven NBA postseason stats categories, or like a guy who's been called the best power forward ever. Rather, he's sheepish, soft-spoken, dodging eye contact. He answers questions quickly, with humility, and without overreaching or speculating.
I've done the same stuff for a long time. There's not a whole lot of variation to my game.
It's this low-key attitude that's been the hallmark of the Spurs on and off the court. Their business-like play has gotten the Spurs labeled as boring to watch, with Duncan as the dull, predictable face of the franchise, a persona reflected in the headlines of The Onion.
Tim Duncan offers to do taxes for entire Spurs team.
Tim Duncan calls out geometric angle needed to make a bank shot.
Tim Duncan around if any Spurs have questions about sequester.
Tim Duncan hams it up for the crowd by arching left eyebrow slightly.
Tim Duncan announced a shoe deal with Florsheim. It's like not even an athletic shoe, you know? It's like a really dull, comfortable, like, shoe that you would wear if you had to be standing up all day.
Chad Nackers is the sports editor at The Onion. He admits that the running stories about Duncan are based only loosely on the athlete. Nackers says Duncan comes off as the nice guy in the NBA, and that in the NBA, that's kind of boring. NBA.com writer Scott Howard Cooper says if Duncan and the Spurs lack the bombast and personality of some teams, it's by design.
There's a clear understanding of what it means to be with the Spurs, and that is, you show up to work, you don't make excuses, you put in whatever time is necessary to be successful.
Howard Cooper doesn't think the Spurs are boring to watch, and he believes their success has as much to do with the front office as it does with the players.
The players are what are making this happen, but it's the front office that is getting the players, and that's a huge part of what has happened here through the years.
Spurs general manager R.C. Buford has chosen well, despite the disadvantage of routinely drafting at the bottom of rounds. All-star point guard Tony Parker was a late first-round pick, and Manu Ginobili was drafted late in the second. Howard Cooper says the Spurs front office has always known what it is doing. The proof?
Look how many coaches get hired out of San Antonio to go be coaches in other organizations. People know the background of what goes on in this organization, and they want that in their organization.
From a business standpoint, the Spurs also excel. The value of the team quadrupled in the past 16 years, going from $122 million to $527 million, according to a recent Forbes article, which also named the Spurs as North America's best-run professional sports franchise. Webster University economics professor Patrick Riche wrote that article.
The metrics weren't overly complicated, simply looking at the historic fact that you have a team that 16 consecutive years with extremely high winning percentage, making the playoffs, 50-win seasons, something that you just have not seen any other team, certainly in the NBA, but for that matter, when you look at other sports.
As for the rest of the playoffs, expect more of the same from the Spurs, on the court and in the interview room.
Here's the one that you guys didn't ask that everybody said. You think this first game is what on a scale, how important is this first game? Nobody's asked that one yet, you know?
For Only a Game, I'm Paul Flav in San Antonio.